It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for the Walking Dead recap show. It is Monday, I think, February 20th. It's the night after the night of the Walking Dead. Of course, the episode was called New Besties or New Best Friends, whichever one you like. It aired on AMC. Alongside of me, I have the two lovely ladies, a.k.a. Rosita, a.k.a. Tara.
No.
From AccordingToKristen.com, I got Kristen. What's up, Kristen?
What up, Mike?
TheVRO.com. Brancy, what's up, Brancy?
Hey, Mike.
So, people that are tuning in, if you hear the fire alarm beep again, Brancy has yet to change out the battery.
I know.
Maybe the fire, hey, Kristen, maybe like the fire alarm was like a sentimental gift from like a boyfriend, an ex-boyfriend, maybe?
And that's why do you always do this?
I'm just saying. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe the battery inside is sentimental. And every time it chirps, it reminds you of all the love that you once had.
Sure, Mike.
There it is. There is a love right there. All right. So speaking of love, new best friends. Overall, how did y'all feel about this episode? Uh-oh.
Not great.
Are you serious?
I'm very serious.
Oh, crap.
I
thought y'all were going to like this one. Kristen, you too?
It was okay.
Oh, I know y'all were texting each other during the show.
Yes, we were.
Oh, my. Okay. So I got to know. So it's obvious that y'all like the premiere better than this episode.
Yes.
See, I like this better than the premiere episode.
See, I don't even think it's because I didn't like it. I feel like I just could not take the trash pile seriously. I couldn't do it, Mike.
Really?
There's a pile of trash.
I mean, it's not trash. It's
trash.
It's like stuff they've, you know, built walls.
No.
So you definitely felt like Chris Hardwick. Did y'all watch Talking Dead when he starts?
Yes. Watching and she tried to defend it and she was like, no. And I was like, no, ma'am. That's trash.
But I mean, it's not trash like, ooh, stinky. It was trash like, I think they've used the most solid stuff to fortify walls. It's like a maze of trash.
I mean, yeah, but it's still trash.
Wow.
Brancy had a series of tweets that were like, oh my God, Oscar the Grouch, I can't take her serious.
Wow.
I could not.
No, what, really? So it really ruined you. It ruined it for you that bad.
Let me sum up the episode for you.
Okay.
From my point of view.
Okay.
Bowl cut, trash pile, and the Carol Darryl reunion. That's about it for me.
Okay, I'm gonna attack these three here. Okay, so trash house maze, you're not a fan. Bowl cut. Now we did see the chick on Talking Dead. That's her natural hair, right? That's I don't think it looks bad.
Dude,
it looked
bad
on the episode.
It looked really bad on the episode.
So you don't think that it because with the haircut, it almost makes her seem when I see their group and her, it's like a cult. It's like that's what it kind of remind me of, you know.
Oh yeah, for sure. But like during the episode, it looked like her bangs were like a complete different color than the rest of her head. I don't know. I can't explain it, Mike.
So like, she looked like she belonged on Resident Evil.
Okay, well,
no, she looked like she was trying to be on Resident Evil. Like she auditioned to be Project Alice
and got rejected.
So like every time if you were like talking to her in person, you'd be like, yeah, and then your eyes would draw up to the hairline, and you'd be like, I can't look at
yes.
you.
Yes.
Wow. Exactly.
And see, that's the thing is because she didn't even look bad like on Talking Dead, but like for some reason during the episode, I was just like, girl, your fucking hair.
Jesus Christ. Okay, now, Darryl and Carol, you're not a fan of that?
Oh, no. That's the only thing
I was. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, you're a fan. So thumbs down, thumbs down, thumbs up to Carol and Darryl. Okay, I got Kristen. Are you the same?
Yes.
Is everything the same? Were you drawn to the hairline and the trash?
I mean, I don't have as much hatred towards this lady as Francie does, but I don't know. It was a little bland for me.
Wow, I am
now,
shocked.
I did like the walker actually, though.
Okay.
Yeah, that was weird as shit.
Okay. And that was okay. So pretty much, so both of y'all, are you telling me in this episode, all y'all really liked was the walker and definitely Carol and Daryl, that whole scene there. But other than that, you could have just said, I could care less.
Pretty much.
Oh my, I mean, yeah, I don't want to say that. I don't want it to be that way, but it was.
I mean,
I like that they have more people now backing them up, but it's the quality of the people that is a little weird.
Oh, Jesus. So, really? Okay, the quality. I love that because you're like, I don't like these white trash people.
Nobody even said anything. They were just standing there like.
Because they're like, that's how they are. That's that how their group is.
Yeah, but it's they're weird. Like, up, up, they all down, have weird down. Ass names.
I just really couldn't take the group seriously. Like, it started when they, like, all did, like, that little ritualistic circle bullshit, like, when they were leaving.
Yeah, that shit was getting me dizzy. I was like, can you just, like, stand in one spot?
Well, I was like, is this cheerleading camp? What the fuck? I don't understand.
Wow. Y'all really – I mean, I thought that part was a little humorous. And even – I think even the group, even Rick was like – everybody was like, what the hell is going on with these people? So I don't know if it's just their way of – dealing with the apocalypse, and that's how it's almost like, you know, like they talked about in Talking Dead, you know, a Mad Max kind of feel, you know, even though they're not in that kind of time. I don't know. I don't know if they're just trying, but you know, it's the same thing with King Ezekiel. I mean, the dude, we all know he doesn't talk like that in real life, you know, and when I say real life, meaning like when he was talking to Carol in that episode, you know, he took Shakespeare. So, I mean, when King Ezekiel talks the way he talks, does that bother y'all, or y'all are just cool with that, but just not cool with the bowl cut group?
You know, Ezekiel bothers me too sometimes.
Oh, here it comes.
No, see, honestly, I feel like I cannot have a fully formed opinion yet on the kingdom and Ezekiel because we have barely seen them.
Okay.
We really haven't.
This is
interesting. See, I'm not talking about his ability to kick some ass, because right. We definitely haven't seen that yet.
Right.
It's the way he speaks. It's like, are you kidding? Like, I feel like he's like he has multiple personalities.
Well, I mean, is it possible though that the way that he talks, same with the junk group, do you think maybe the way they're acting kind of throws you off? You're like, these people are a joke. And then all of a sudden, when it comes down to it, they're going to whoop ass.
Probably. That's probably what it is.
You know, it's kind of like this, you know.
Like
know.
A distraction.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you think they're crazy, and then before you know it, I don't know. I'm really shocked. I really thought you girls were going to be like, this was so good, Mike, yeah. And, wow.
I didn't hate it.
Y'all hated it. I mean, so y'all didn't like the beginning part where, like, freaking Morgan slaps the dude's hand, and then Daryl and Roger wrestling it out, that whole intense scene where he finally says the name Carol, and then Daryl like, well, what? You didn't?
Oh, okay. Now I did like that scene.
That was pretty dope. That was.
I did like that one. Now that you say that,
I really thought he was going to shoot him.
Morgan, like when Morgan smacked the guy's hand, I was like, okay, maybe he's going to see that these people are assholes for real and, like, they need to really do something. But then he still is with this thing. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't believe that Morgan let them walk away with his damn stick.
Yeah.
Like, he couldn't have snatched that back, honestly.
Yeah, I was a little – I don't know what it is with Morgan. And I even have in my notes, Morgan and Daryl exchange words. Whoa, I'm with Daryl. Morgan needs to get it together. Like – I was surprised. I mean, the whole slapping on the thing, but yeah, you're absolutely right. That stick leaving, I was like, that's serious sentimental value.
Yeah, and he like said it to him, but I was like, dude, like, why are you asking? This is the apocalypse. Just take it.
And at the end of it, you know, he's talking to Daryl. Daryl tells him once again, and he's just like, no, I don't know. Let me ask you a question. Do you think eventually he's going to come around on his own, or do you think something tragic is going to happen that's going to make him go, I need to turn into the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle?
I don't even have an answer for that, because honestly, he should have gotten to that point a long time ago. Like, it's not like I just want him to kill people left and right, but you have to understand that there's a time and a place where it's acceptable to do it.
Yeah.
And he's just on this, like, Buddha shit. Like, come on.
Yeah, I really thought he was going to turn when they found out about Glenn. because I you know, if I remember correctly, him and Glenn were cool. But I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with that, and it's really pissing me off. Now, let me ask you a question. Let's, since we're all fans of the Daryl Carroll meetup, did Daryl do the right thing?
Oh my God, I can't believe that shit happened.
Okay,
but I do get it.
Okay, getting it. And do you wish? Okay, let me rephrase the question. Do you wish Daryl would have said the truth?
Of course I do.
See, I even tweeted, I was like, Daryl, right now. I wanted him to. I want Carol to, you know, to kick open the door and be like, that's it. I was pretty surprised.
Yeah, we were saying, because I was watching it with my mom and my brother last night, and I was like, I said, he's not going to tell her. I knew he wasn't going to tell her, but I like you guys, I wish he had told her the truth, but not when she's crying, like the way that conversation was happening, I knew he wasn't going to tell her because she was so emotional about the whole thing.
Right.
So I think if they were just having a normal conversation, I think maybe he would have told her.
What's going to come out?
And then she's going to be pissed.
And that's the thing. Is that going to lead into, you know,
getting Carol back?
Well, yeah, but I think. But what I'm saying is, I'm wondering if she's going to. Do you think she's going to be pissed to the point where she's going to be mad at Daryl, or do you think she'll understand? I think she'll understand why Daryl did at that moment, but I think she's going to be bothered because her. Yeah. And Glenn, I mean, that's. I mean, Abraham. Well, whatever. But Glenn. You know, I mean, yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was just like, what? You wanted to fight. You wanted to get the kingdom. You want to get everybody. Carol, and I guarantee you, if Carol was like, I'm fighting, King Ezekiel would be like, because I think King Ezekiel has the hots for Carol. And I think that he'd be like, I got to support my woman. Let's go. Also, who's the big Asian guy that carries the battle axe? Jerry. He'd be down to fight, too. I can't wait to see he starts cutting people up with that thing. I don't know. Last night was I thought it was a really good, intense episode. I thought this was a premiere, more a premiere than last week's.
Really?
Yeah. This one here. Because this one here, I was tugging. I was like, ugh! Like that whole Daryl Roger scene, and then, you know, Daryl and Carol, and then, oh, and then Rosita. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I think I tweeted out, like, Rosita needs a good ass whooping or she needs to get eaten. Like, I'm serious. She is like,
that's what I told Brancy. I texted Brancy and said Rosita needs to die.
She's becoming really annoying. Yeah, like
that's the thing. She didn't even bother me until she started acting crazy these past couple weeks.
And I don't know if it's
It was when Abraham.
But like even right after that, though, she didn't like annoy me. But it's literally just been like since the season started back.
Well, you know, even the Abraham thing, I don't think it bothered me. I think she started bothering me after Spencer. Like, I don't know if she feels if that was her fault, you know. And she's just I don't know what her deal is, but she is super annoying. Like, I don't even like Tara. You know, and I was like, why are you messing with Tara? And then I was like, what are you doing, Mike? You're sticking up for Tara. Oh, Tara. And see, that's why this episode was so good, because I was like, what? You made me like Tara for like 1.3 seconds?
You know it's bad when you start defending Tara.
Yes, you know.
Oh, my God.
So those writers did a great job, because they flipped my script. I was like, what? Oh, God, I couldn't do it. And then what did y'all think about Rick and Father Gabriel? Like,
see, I have mixed feelings about that, because, like, I almost wanted Father Gabriel to, like, betray everyone. So, like, now that it turned out to be...
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I don't like Father Gabriel. So I was just, like, hella excited for him to do something bad to the group.
Kristen, did you notice that...
Oh, my God.
Kristen, did you notice that Brancy's attitude did not start changing until that chirping noise started chirping?
Oh, whatever. This chirping has been going on for weeks, Mike. Ask Rachel.
Jeez.
Oh, my God. It's, like, hypnotizing her.
I think it is. She's like, I hate everybody. Chirp. I hate chirp, chirp. So you really thought... You really wanted Gabriel to just turn on everybody.
Yes, because I feel like we haven't really seen somebody like in the group kind of go rogue in a while.
That's gonna be Rosita.
Like, I mean, Spencer was just annoying. Right. So, like, I don't count him.
I don't know. I think Father Gabriel's gonna be the one that everybody's gonna be like, damn. I think he really, he's out of all of everybody in the group, he's the one that really wants to show Rick. Like, he, I don't know. I just feel like there's almost like a mentor kind of thing there.
Right. Well, that's what's funny, because like, I did like him in the episode, but I was hoping that they were going to take it a different way. I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Wow, evil. Did you want him to go rogue, Kristen?
I mean, oh my gosh, not really, because he's not my favorite character on the show at all, but he's changed a lot from
when
he first came on.
Yeah.
Because I was like, please kill him. Like, I can't. I don't even want to look at him anymore. But this episode, I didn't mind him too much.
I mean, when he was like, tell us what you want, and Rick will do it. I was like, at first, I was like, yeah, go. And then I was like, whoa, why are we nominating Rick?
I was like, don't bring Rick into this.
Yeah, why are we bringing Rick into this? You know, but it all panned out. And they had a moment. And I think they're both really becoming kind of cool towards each other.
Rick should have asked him where his daughter is.
Oh, I know. I think that every time I talk to people are, I think we've talked about it, like, where the hell's Judith at? It's like Carl, I'm telling you. The last time she was around, she was eating spaghetti with Negan. Right? And that one chick that got shot in the face. What was her name? See, y'all don't even remember her name, do y'all?
No.
Olivia? Is it Olivia?
Oh, yeah. I think that is.
The one that ate a lot, according to Negan. Just saying. That's what he said. Okay. I think that's it.
Did you guys go back and see that scene that I was telling you about?
Yes.
I saw it.
Yes.
The last week on the Walking Dead thing.
You were right. Yes. No, I didn't watch it. I took your word for it. And then they validated it on The Talking Dead and The Walking Dead that there was somebody in the car. So good job. I guess me and Brancy was mesmerized by the chirp. I probably didn't have my glasses on. There you go. So good job. You get a gold star, Kristen.
Yay.
First time in 7 seasons you've done notice on something right.
God.
Sorry. Okay, so this is the part here. Scale 1 to 10 this episode. Brancy first.
Oh, Mike. Oh, Mike, this is painful.
You're like I bet like a 3 or 4, huh?
No. I wouldn't say it was like that far down.
Okay.
I would give it like a solid
6.
I was going to say 7.
Ooh!
You were close.
Kristen, a 1, huh?
No, I'm going to have to say a 7.
Okay, so not bad, but y'all really didn't.
It wasn't bad. It was just, I feel like if that group had been in a different location, I would have taken it a whole different way.
Right. So they were
just because they were surrounded by literal garbage.
So if they would have been like in the forest at a camp.
Yes. Or if they had been like in any other setting.
What happens if they would have had like forts and trees like Peter Pan? And they come swinging out of trees. Would you have been cool with that if they lived in the trees?
I mean, honestly, yeah. I feel like that's better than trash.
Yeah, that would have been cooler than
It wasn't trash. Stinky trash. It was trash.
That's smart, actually, Mike, living in the trees.
I know. Thank you very much. I know.
I'm just pissed that lady threw Rick down that little trash pile, and he got injured. Like, he's telling you he needs to fight Negan.
Yeah.
And you just injured his hand and his leg.
I was getting worried when he got stuck with the hand. I was like, is that why they're going to chop his hand? Like, I was like, every time I look at the spikes, right? I'm like, is it dirty? Like, is he going to get an infection? Yeah, his hand was all bleed. I'm kind of liking this Jadis, though, or whatever her name is. Jadis or Judas or whatever her name is.
Yeah,
I know y'all
is.
Don't like her appearance, but she seems.
It's not her appearance. It's just her
The bowl
hand.
Cut. The bowl cut. Yeah, I know. I got it. Chirp. All right, and for me, I give this episode, is it a 10 for me? Did it really?
Hold on.
Did it rock my side? No, it didn't. Because I always think of the episode where he's like, they are all chopping everything, and Rick goes ballistic. It wasn't that. I'd probably give it a good 8, a good solid 8. It was good. I really to me, this felt like a premiere. Not and then you know, and not I'm not knocking it like y'all did.
Oh my god!
Oh, I forgot. And then we'll go. How did y'all feel about Daryl leaving? Are y'all worried?
Yes.
Okay, Brancy.
I mean, I am, but I'm not, because, like, I know he can take care of himself, but, like, you still worry about it, you know?
Right. All right, cool. All right, ladies. Well, I think we're done.
Yeah, yeah.
So we got everything out.
Yes.
Kristen, you want to take a bow?
For my gold star?
Yes. Take a bow. Sure. Take a
bow. I'm doing it right now.
Good. All right, good job. So that's it, y'all. Thanks for tuning in to our recap show. Let's see here. If you want to check us out on iTunes, we're there. All you got to do is search The Walking Dead Recap Show, and we're there. Audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. My blog is iWatchMike, and Twitter and Instagram is Mike the Movie Guy, but everything's on the blog. Go there and check it out. I know, Kristen, what you got?
I'm on AccordingToKristen.com, on Twitter at ThisIsKristen_, and Instagram at ThisIsKristen_.
Coolness! Brancy!
I'm on TheVRO.com and VROBrancy on Twitter and Instagram. And yes, I heard that chirp, Mike. You're not slick.
I don't know what you're talking about! So we'll be back next week. War of the Walking Dead. Chirp, 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 chirp. Chirp.